pre-K is getting a lot of love these days from politicians and advocates. But that love doesn't always translate to a sustainable business model for those who run early education centers. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arend has more on a report showing just how hard it is to provide high-quality care at affordable rates.
Good morning. How are you?
Mary Graham has been at Children's Village in Philadelphia's Chinatown section since 1976, long enough to learn a few tricks. Take, for instance, the conventional pre-K classroom on the building's fifth floor that magically transforms into an after-school program.
So this classroom becomes a school-age room at 331.
To keep her nonprofit center open, Graham makes sure there are as many children in as many classrooms for as many hours as possible. And even then, her budget can get tight.
If you're doing quality, it's not profitable.
That was the conclusion of the nonprofit group Research for Action, which recently dove into the budgets of Children's Village and a handful of other private centers around Pennsylvania. Researchers found that state subsidies don't cover the true cost of providing high-quality pre-K. The economics are even worse for centers serving infants and toddlers. State subsidies for toddler and infant care haven't budged in a decade, even though it's a lot more expensive to deliver the service. As a result, centers are shifting to enroll more pre-K students, whose attendance is at least less harmful to a center's bottom line.
Advocates are very concerned that what happens when centers serve just preschool?
It's a tricky balance. More high-quality pre-K sounds great, but it sounds less appealing if it comes at the expense of kids just a year or two younger. Avi Wolfman-Arend, WHYY News.